ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। सो वी वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर द संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम टू श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ टेम्पल। सो समबडी वॉज टेलिंग मी अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग मैथमेटिक्स which I am sure many of you would have heard, because everything circulates everywhere nowadays by the means of messages and WhatsApp and everywhere. Somebody said, and I'm amazed how people come out with such amazing discoveries. Somebody said that masjid, this word masjid, M-A-S-J-I-D, is six words. Mandir, M-A-N-D-I-R, is six words. What else? Church, C-H-U-R-C-H, is six words. I'm sure many of you would have heard this. And then they said Gita, G-E-E-T-A, is five words. If you spell it double E, otherwise it becomes four, G-I. Then we have Quran, is again five words. And then we have Bible, which is five words. And they said 6 minus 5 equals to 1, so therefore there is only one God. unique way of seeing things, how there is only one God. But there is only one God, whether it is 6 minus 5 or 7 minus 5 equals to 2 or 8 minus 5 equals to 3, but God is always one. And although God is always one, God has to be one. There is one God, one Ishwar. Like, there's another interesting experience which I had in Bombay Central Station. While coming out of the station, there is one Muslim priest, I don't know what you call, but priest came out, and he was coming out, an elderly gentleman, and I was coming out of the station, and seeing the saffron robes, he understood he is a priest from Hare Krishna temple, and seeing his robes, I understood he is a priest from a certain place. And now the two priests came together outside the station. And somehow this priest felt great kind of unity and bond, and he came to me and he kind of hugged me, and not hugged but kind of like put his arm around my shoulders and kept on walking with me, and he said, "Son," Hindi mein he said, "Sun has many names. Sun is known by Suraj, by Surya, by Ravi. So many different ways you can address sun." So then, indicating to the dress, as it was indicating, I am from apparently a different sect and he's from a different sect, he said, "But ultimately it is only one sun. So therefore you call him Krishna, we call him Allah, but there is only one God, so where is the conflict? God is only one." Yes, God is one. And then Srimad Bhagavatam takes one step ahead. In the first canto, it is mentioned that one God takes innumerable incarnations. As many rivers flow out of the ocean, a huge body of water, and unlimited rivers flow out of that. He says, similarly, Bhagavatam says, there are so many unlimited incarnations which Supreme Personality of Godhead takes out of compassion for the living entities in this world. Unlimited incarnations. Sometimes we hear Dashavatar Stotra and the thought comes, like somebody was asking me, whether these 10 incarnations became famous after that bhajan was written or they were already famous. So 10 incarnations, definitely Dashavatar, but more than that, there are many who are not known to everyone. Like, just take an example, Lord Vithala, of course everybody knows he is Krishna, but many times you go to the north, nobody knows. Many people do not even know the name of Lord Vithala. So how many pastimes Lord performed for the pleasure of his devotees in how many different cities and countries and states and so many different planets, and then Bhagavatam says so many different species. In the aquatics, sometimes he comes as a fish. There's so many different incarnations in different species, what to talk of human beings, so many different planets, which we may not be aware of. But one thing is very clear, that all these incarnations, when Lord comes in this variety of incarnations, he performs some very superhuman pastimes. In fact, that is the first question which was raised in Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the first questions, that we want to hear about the pastime of that Lord who comes and performs superhuman pastimes. We want to hear about superhuman pastimes. There are many things we hear about the ordinary humans. We want to hear superhuman pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Like another photo, just a few photographs were circulating last 2-3 days. There's one photo which came from the Guruvayur temple. How many of you saw? Anybody saw that temple? There was a beautiful photograph. I don't know where that Agni is from. It's sacrifice, yagya or what. But there's an Agni present in some corner of the temple. And some photographer clicked the photo of the Agni. And in the Agni, he saw Krishna manifesting. That Agni taking the form of Tribhanga Sri Shama Sundar Krishna. And people are surprised, amazed.
Such a miracle. And another miracle in our headquarters, Sridham Mayapur. Kirtan happening and the photographer taking the photo and he zooms in right in the face of Sri Advaita Acharya. And there they click some photographs, tears coming down the eyes of the Lord, and everybody wonders. Lord is crying when the bhajan is being sung. So everybody gets attracted by the superhuman, something extraordinary, something miraculous, something amazing. Like just now, the small, that pastime of the puppy was shown so wonderfully by the kids. So these extraordinary pastimes are seen in so many incarnations, but currently we are talking of an incarnation whose appearance we are celebrating within next 10 days. On 5th of March, Sri Gaur Purnima Utsav. So then I was told yesterday that we should have this, I have to give Sunday feast, so I was thinking what topic. So let us discuss something about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because that is the upcoming festival, Sri Gaur Purnima. The most auspicious, the most magnanimous. When Sri Rupa Goswami saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he glorified spontaneously with deep love, with great feeling, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Mahavadanyaya, most magnanimous, most merciful incarnation of Lord. Now after considering all the incarnations of the Lord, a personality who has written a whole book on incarnations, he has written a whole compilation on different types of incarnations and avatars and avesh and vibhutis, and so much different details are given. He is telling, after his consideration, that who is the most magnanimous avatar or incarnation, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was the bhajan being sung in Sridham Mayapur, Yadi Gaur Na Hoito, as what I read on the message. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, most, but sometimes people wonder, in fact many people have this doubt, that he was an ordinary human being in Bengal. How can you call him God? Sometimes people have this doubt. We never heard about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And sometimes there are doubts in Vaishnav Sampradayas only. Then how can you proclaim Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be Supreme Personality of God and none other than Sri Krishna? Direct, the Supreme Personality. Now, whenever we talk about some incarnation, we talk about the superhuman pastimes. Let us discuss some of the superhuman or some of the very extraordinary pastimes which were demonstrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while staying with his devotees in Navadvip, in Jagannath Puri, in South India, in Vrindavan, which clearly demonstrate his glories as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some of the glories were shown to some of the very confidential associates. And some of the glories were shown to everyone. Everyone could witness the great glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right in the beginning, in his childhood, we will take around, let's see how much time allows, but we will take few pastimes, which really shows extraordinary power, extraordinary mercy, extraordinary opulence. In fact, it is said anybody who is to be called as Bhagavan is to be complete with all six opulences. He should be all beautiful, all full strength should be there, all knowledgeable, all famous, all wealth and full renunciation. Now these opulences
Now, many of the close associates saw the presence of these opulences very fully manifested in the personality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to proclaim him as Supreme Personality of Godhead. In his childhood, there is a very wonderful pastime where he is playing, he is just beginning to crawl or just beginning to crawl and walk. And he is playing in the house of mother, father, in his own house. Jagannath Mishra is there, Sachi Devi is there, and he's just a small baby, just now small children, I think even younger than that, apparently, as per the description. And a very wonderful, very genuine, very, very devoted Vaishnav, very, very devoted Brahman comes to their house. Now we'll see how in many of the past times, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incarnates as one of the, or he takes the form as one of the incarnations. Sometimes he incarnates as Krishna, sometimes he incarnates as Narasimha Dev. So we'll consider all those past times. Now here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as small Nimai, not even Pandit at this time, just a small baby Nimai. He is playing in the courtyard of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. And this devoted Brahman, pious Brahman comes in. And as usual, as the householders very lovingly invites him, please cook something for yourself, please take prasadam. And naturally, this culture is that he is going to personally cook with his own hands. So they clean the whole kitchen, arrange everything for him, and provide him facility. Please cook. And Brahman very lovingly, very devotedly cooks. And he has a small deity of his Bal Gopal. And he very lovingly, every day when he cooks, he offers something to Bal Gopal. So this Brahman finishes the whole cooking, sits down in front of his Bal Gopal, chants the Gopal mantras, and starts making the offering, closes his eyes. So he's very privately, he closes his eyes, he's making the offering, and suddenly he hears some noise, some disturbing noise. And he opens the eyes and he sees that the small child, the baby of the house, the Nima, is sitting right there and he is eating away the everything, whatever bhoga he has prepared for Gopal, he eats away. And he starts loudly calling out, he starts shouting, screaming. The whole offering is spoiled. Jagannath Mishra, Sachi Devi comes, again implore, again request, please, we are sorry, our child is very mischievous, very notorious, please, we will definitely make sure he will not come again, you again cook. And again Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi tells, and then again the Brahmana cooks, and again Brahmana sits down to meditate, and with great devotion he is calling his Gopal. He's calling his Gopal, please come and take this offering. Please accept this offering which I have made specially for you. Out of such love. And where he has made this offering out of such love for Gopal, naturally if he is inviting Gopal with such love, Gopal has to come. So it's not Gopal's mistake, is mistake of the Brahmana. Why is he calling? And again the child comes, Nimai comes, and his eyes are closed, he hears a noise, and he opens the eyes and Nimai is again there. This time he says, enough is enough. Finished. Anyway, they are used to staying hungry 2 days, 3 days, till something is available. So why do a whole big arrangement? Sometimes prasadam is really a big arrangement. Sometimes all the energy goes in prasadam only. When you have to organize a yatra, half the energy goes in prasadam management. So, although yatra is for harikatha, harinam, but so much anxiety or prasadam. When we have to travel somewhere, so much anxiety. Like another day somebody was sharing, somebody sent a mail, sending the telephone numbers of all the people throughout India on each station, devotees who can send you prasadam right on the train. Now just imagine what a research has been done. So what a PhD thesis has been done. You go to Kashmir, you go to Delhi, you go to Udhampur, you go to the UP, you go to MP, you go to anywhere, you just call this, you carry this list with you. You forgot to carry bead bag. You forgot to carry Bhagavatam, but make sure the list is there. And this happened in a yatra. You went for a yatra, bead bag is missing, but the list is in the pocket. So prasadam, so much. But these brahmanas are not thinking about prasadam. They are, Gopal should be happy, but maybe by Gopal's arrangement, today I think he doesn't want to eat. Maybe by his arrangement, this is again and again happening, in spite of the will of the parents. Okay, so we will not offer now. Now the parents know, we already went twice. So sometimes when you make an appeal 2-3 times, then you send somebody else. Abhi apne se kaam nahi hua, abhi aap try karo. So they send their elder son, Vishwarup. And he's such a loving child. He's so enchanting. Anybody just gets captivated talking to him. Now here, they send Vishwarup, you go. And Vishwarup, no, when it's a small child, not small, he's like grown up more than Nimai, but he's younger. When he requests, Brahmana cannot say no. Okay, we will cook. And now it's late night and the parents say, we will lock up the Nimai. Nimai will not come out. Nimai is locked up. And he's properly, full surety, he will not come out. And the Brahmana again very lovingly cooks, makes the offering. But by the potency of Nimai, everybody goes to sleep. And then he again making the offering and Nimai, suddenly he is very, now, pin drop silence. Midnight. Nobody is around. Very late. I don't know, it was midnight or early in the morning. Practically the whole night was gone there offering. And now, he is meditating, chanting his mantra, and suddenly the child again comes there. And this time he shouts and screams and nobody comes to help. Because everybody is sleeping. And suddenly the beautiful Nimai immediately transforms himself into a four-handed form. And then transforms himself into a two-handed, his own Bal Gopal. Shyam Sundar, Bal Gopal, standing right in front giving darshan. I am the same whom you are calling. Why you are shouting so much? You are calling, I have come. Why you are shouting? Why you are screaming? In fact, I was thinking, Gopal, he's silent. Why you are shouting? I came, you called. And seeing the origin, his Lord manifests right in front of him. That Nimai who was like an ordinary child in a Brahmana's house, in Navadvip, and he's right manifesting the original form of the Lord, and he starts talking to the Brahmana, and beautiful prayers the Brahmana is offering, and then he says, the Nimai says, now do not tell this to anyone. This is a secret. Now how can you keep such secrets? In one Agni, Krishna appeared and it went on WhatsApp everywhere. In one place in Mayapur, a tear appeared on the Lord and it went on everywhere. Now how can you keep this secret, especially if Krishna personally, Sakshat Vrajendra Nandan, appeared right in front of you? Who can keep it secret? And Lord is telling, keep it secret. Now that's, who can keep it secret? Anyway, Lord has demanded. And he's dancing like a madman, horripilation all over his body, shivering, collapsing, rising up, dancing, collapsing, rising up, unconscious, then again rises up, then unconscious, then again rises up. And imagine what will happen to prasadam, which is kept all around. Everything is scattered here and there. And finally Nimai again goes to sleep and all parents get up, Vishwarup, oh, what happened, offering is, and they see him in a, like a scattered everything and he's, so, what happened? offering is over. He immediately cleans everything and offering is over. Finally, offering is done. Lord manifested as Bal Gopal. Another pastime.
Keshav Kashmiri, Digvijay Pandit. When he is coming to Navadvip, such a scholar, such a well-known scholar that it is said that all the scholars in Navadvip were fearful. They were trembling. Keshav Kashmiri is coming. What will happen to our reputation? They are all trembling literally out of fear. How are we going to face him? And he is coming with like a big fanfare, with elephants, with like a big procession coming. Keshav Kashmiri coming. Such a procession. And Navadvip, the seat of scholarship, everybody is worried now. This Digvijay Pandit is coming. And Digvijay Pandit comes. And he had heard about Nimai, who has become Pandit, a great scholar. Now this Digvijay Pandit comes and sits right on the back of Ganges and sees various scholars are seated there. And they are all wonderfully discussing their scriptures. And here they are all discussing scriptures, and he sees a beautiful, a very enchanting personality. This comparison is done to the beauty of the moonlight. Some comparison is done. Beautiful. He is sitting right there, surrounded by all other scholars, all other students, and he comes and sits right next to Nimai Pandit. Malum nahi kisse panga lene wale abhi. He doesn't know what is going to land up into now. He is thinking, I have heard. And by looking at him, sometimes, see the advanced personality, you know, even if he is very young, but by looking, you can see the depth. Scholarship. Just by looking at Nimai Pandit, he could see the deep, deep scholarship. He could get a sense of it. So one side of his intelligence was saying, this is a very special person. But one side he was thinking, young boy. They are talking, he's a big scholar, young boy, Nimai Pandit. He sat down there. What are all of you studying? And Nimai Pandit says, welcome, very wonderfully welcome, sits very calmly, very gravely. He asks him a simple question. He says, can you compose some verses in glorification of Mother Ganges? And like a stormy wind, 100 verses. Original, excellent verses, most poetic, most beautiful, within few minutes, like a wind it is said, they just come out of Keshav Kashmiri's mouth. Now imagine if somebody does such a great work of scholarship. Like one devotee was showing me a beautiful, somebody was teaching Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter. And the devotees who were learning, he told me that while reading the Bhagavad Gita 15 chapter verses, he made his own poem describing all the 15th chapter 20 verses. He wrote the whole chapter in his own words, in a poetic form. And this devotee was a teacher, he was showing me, just see what a classic work, what a beautiful poem he has written. You become... Now here somebody else was glorifying, but imagine Keshav Kashmiri, 100 original Sanskrit, most excellent, most poetic, by a person who is not defeated by anyone. He makes and keeps in, he doesn't, you know, memorization, no writing, just speaks it in front of you. And Nimai Pandit says, okay, good job. He picks up one verse out of it. Just the way he picks up, Keshav Kashmiri, I mean, if you are, just speak 100 verses like that. Our Brahma Samhita, some devotees coming for Shringar Darshan for 10 years, sometimes they don't know what is being held in the Brahma Samhita in the morning. You know, there's one or two lines which I have seen many devotees sing wrong. One time I was also, because when initially I picked up from that morning singing, could not make out exact words. So it was something else being sung something else. So I would suggest many devotees, please check it up. Sometimes you are standing next to a devotee and you wonder, what is he singing? That's not the original line. So here those two verses, the only thing we remember, Govindam Adi Purusham,
तमहम भज, वो बीच में क्या है, मेनी पीपल डू नॉट बॉदर, यू नो, ओके समथिंग समथिंग. सो हियर 100 वर्स इज स्पोकन एंड द पर्सन सिटिंग नेक्स्ट टू यू फर्स्ट टाइम हियरिंग, ही जस्ट पिक्स अप द मोस्ट टेक्निकल वर्स एंड ही कीप्स इट इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू एंड देन एंड नॉट ओनली ही कीप्स इट इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू, ही जस्ट स्पीक्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू, ही सेज ओके नाउ यू टेल मी, I don't know, 10 or 5, he says. He says, 5 good things about it and 5 shortcomings. Now here, a big scholar who never made any mistake in his life, who never did anything wrong in his composition, and suddenly somebody says, please tell 5 shortcomings. And suddenly it's like a jolt to his ego. Shortcomings? I mean, he felt like, how can you even say? But he maintained his calm. After all, he is a pandit, a brahman, supposed to be calm and composed. And instead of telling shortcomings, he immediately pointed out 5 good things about the verse. Lord Chaitanya said, only 5 things? Let me tell you 5 another good things about the verse, which himself, the author, could not tell. Let me tell you 5 more good things. And also I will tell you 5 defects in this verse. Now out of 100 verses, picked up one verse, told 5 positive points, 5 defects. And this Keshav Kashmiri was completely shaken. He felt so ashamed, so embarrassed. He went back to his house in completely ashamed condition. And he started praying to Mother Saraswati. How is it that person who never failed at any point of time, who was never defeated by any point of time, who was so convinced about his expertise, about his perfection, sometimes we are so convinced about our perfection, somebody says you are wrong. No. That's why in one sense, you know, Prabhupada explains there are 4 kinds of people. First class intelligent, second class, third class, fourth class. Fourth class, you point out. He says, first class is you tell them by hearing they understand. Second class, by seeing they understand. Third class, they experience they understand. Fourth class, they experience and still don't understand. So he's telling, here, some people are so, sometimes we are so convinced that we are right. And you tell them, no, you are wrong. No, let me undergo the experience. So, Keshav went back, prayed to the Mother Saraswati, oh why, how is it that I was defeated? And Mother Saraswati, this is the perfection of your life. My Supreme Lord, whom I worship, whom I adore, who is my everything, my pati, my husband, my worshipable object. He has come as Nimai Pandit and directly had a conversation with you and defeated you. That is the perfection. Shastras, Bhagavatam explains at different places. Vasudeva paraveda, Vasudeva paramakha, Vasudeva parayoga, Vasudeva. So many things are explained. Similarly, Narayana paraveda, Narayana paramakha. Narayana, Vasudeva, Shri Krishna, he is the object of all scholarship. He is the object of all yoga. He is the object of all sacrifices we do. He is the object of all austerities, tapasya we do. She is telling the whole purpose of scholarship to attain his lotus feet. Now you attain his lotus feet. This is the perfection. But that's the problem in this world. We just get caught up in so many details that we forget who is the object. Sam siddhir hari toshanam. The purpose of doing everything is hari toshanam. Hari has to be pleased. Here Hari is coming in front and is all confused. Oh, I am ashamed, I am defeated. You should glorify, you should celebrate. So sometimes it's not, we can't see sometimes. What is like this morning, it's a humbling experience to speak after hearing such a, like Radhanand Maharaj was telling about the tsunami of Hari Katha was taking place. Niranjan Maharaj. And after that to speak. But Kunti Maharani, Vipada Santutah Shashvat, she is celebrating in one sense all the miseries which she had in life. Why? All those miseries, therefore I could have such close association. We had such close mercy, such close presence of Supreme Lord because of misery. A misery is celebrated. That's amazing. Misery is celebrated. Those who understand, Narayana Paraveda, Narayana Paramakha. Keshav Kashmiri should not be worried, oh, I am defeated. Supreme Lord Nimai, I had a conversation with him, he had defeated me. This is a special, when Prabhupada, who was so convinced that all the so-called sadhus are just cheating people in the garb of sadhus. First time when he was brought to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he started arguing with Bhakti Siddhanta, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur defeated him in the argument, and Prabhupada was so happy. That first time I have been defeated here by my spiritual master. That is, he was very joyous about it. He tells it with great pride. If you hear this, his lecture on Bhaktisiddhanta's disappearance day, he tells with great, I have been defeated. This is another pastime which took place. And then Lord Chaitanya exhibited incarnation after incarnation in several of his pastimes. One time in Srivasangan, this is another interesting, these pastimes are so inconceivable, so miraculous and so difficult to understand, many of these. Now in Srivas Thakur's house, he is worshipping Lord Narasimha Dev. You see, every morning we have Narasimha Arati. Just now we have Narasimha Arati, 12:30, 12:50, 55, 1 o'clock we sang Narasimha Arati. Namaste Narasimhaya. Now Srivas Thakur was so absorbed. This Narasimha Arati is very absorbing. Morning Mangal Arati, sometimes we go to sleep. Because it's all dark everywhere. Lights are off. Music is silent. And sometimes the person singing also is singing with such, you don't even know whether he's singing or not. He's singing so silently. So, and sometimes the whole Mangal Arati and Narasimha Arati, both are very silent. Very slow. Some Mangala, sometimes really slow. Samsara Dava Nalali. One devotee give a suggestion to the temple. You should have faster Mangal Arati. Just now we came from sleep, we go to sleep again. So, we should set some pace for Mangal Arati. Some fast. Some singers, they do really fast. So everybody gets into action, and some Mridanga players also, you know, really into action. And sometimes, while standing only go to sleep. So, but Srivas Thakur in his house, there is no like a big assembly of Vaishnavas and big Mridanga players who are breaking up your sleep. No. He's absorbed in worshipping Lord Narasimha Dev, and with such devotion. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. He is in everyone's heart. Srivas Thakur is calling. Now here, not even, he doesn't even have to come from some other planet. In the same Navadvip, in the same place, in the same town, Srivas is in one place and Lord Chaitanya is in another place. Oh, devotee is calling from so near, he goes running, he comes, he manifests within a short time. Now here he is worshipping Narasimha Dev, and right in front of his eyes, Lord Nimai appears. Lord Vishwambar appears, Sachinandan, Gaurhari, he appears, and suddenly Srivas's meditation broke on Narasimha Arati. And he sees that right on the place of Narasimha Dev, that same Vishwambar, that Sachinandan, Gaurhari, is sitting there, manifesting his four arms, holding club, holding lotus, holding disc, holding, what else? Club, conch, club, lotus, he's holding in four hands. Imagine, Narasimha Dev suddenly appears. Now imagine the day when you are in Sunday feast, and you come for Narasimha Arati and 1 o'clock and everybody is dancing, and suddenly Narasimha Dev appears in the middle. What a day that would be. Imagine. Srivas Thakur goes in ecstasy. He starts crying. He starts shedding tears. I remember that day, I think 2 years or 3 years back. Maybe last year only, or last to last year. On Narasimha Chaturdashi, Gopalji manifested a beautiful Narasimhadev. All the pujaris worked so hard. And I remember Rajbihari Prabhu was doing katha on Narasimha Chaturdashi in the morning. And darshan was delayed, I think, just because Narasimhadev was getting ready. His shringar was getting ready. And suddenly, 11 o'clock, I remember, half hall was full because working day everybody had gone. And just when a deity was dressed in the form of Narasimhadev by some pujaris, it was noticed that some of the devotees were crying with tears in their eyes. They just got so emotional by the whole, how the devotees have worked so hard and Lord is giving them darshan. Now imagine when Narasimhadev originally start. Sometimes devotees have a drama, you know, one person becomes Narasimhadev, one person Hiranyakashipu, one Prahlad Maharaj. Imagine the original drama starts. In the here Srivas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya, Vishwambar took the form of Narasimhadev and came right in front of Srivas Thakur. Another pastime where Lord manifested His supremacy. The Lord who would never proclaim Himself to be God at some times, to reciprocate with the desires of each and every devotee. Unique desire. Now this is the beauty of the Lord. With each and every devotee has his own desire of how he wants reciprocation of the Lord. And Lord comes in specifically that form and reciprocates. That is the beautiful relationship. And in Navadvip we see this spread out everywhere with different devotees. Now another time, Muslim government, this government was so against loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Loud Sankirtan on the streets, no way. Devotees were fearful. How can we do loud Kirtan on the street? And a rule was passed, no more loud Kirtans on the street. Now imagine here, a rule is passed. No more kirtans. How difficult for the devotee. No more kirtans. Kirtan is a life. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, what is a life? Kirtan. What is Yuga Dharma? Sankirtan. What gives us energy? Sankirtan. What gives us nourishment? Sankirtan. Sankirtan was banned. No loud chanting Harinams allowed in the street. Sankirtan is so special, anybody who witnesses, his heart melts. Everybody starts dancing. It's such a pleasing event. Now this was banned and devotees became fearful. How are we going to do Kirtan? They were not ready to do Kirtan now. In their heart they were becoming more and more and more and more fearful. And when they were becoming more and more fearful, Lord who is present in the heart of everyone, when a devotee becomes fearful, Lord, who resides in the heart of everyone as super soul, Lord Chaitanya decided, I have to do something. A beautiful, ecstatic katha was going on in some devotees' assembly. And they were discussing the pastimes of Varahadev. Now see what happens. How Lord reciprocates with the fear of the devotee. He could sense all the devotees in Navadvip. What is the point? Here I have taken incarnation in Navadvip and Navadvip devotees are becoming fearful. The very people for whom he came, they are so fearful. Lord was hearing Varahadev's katha, and while hearing katha, he got so absorbed in the mood of Varahadev, he ran to one of his devotees' house. He ran to Murari Gupta's house. He ran and went and sat right at the place of Vishnu and manifested his form, four-handed form, his Varahadev form. And Murari Gupta fell unconscious there. He gained consciousness, started offering prayers, and then Lord Chaitanya loudly proclaimed, why are you so fearful? When I have come specifically to protect my devotees. I have come with Yuga Dharma,
Why you feel so fearful while practicing this Yuga Dharma? Why you feel so fearful while taking shelter of congregational chanting of the holy names? Why you so feel so fearful while loudly chanting the holy names? Go out on the streets. Take kartas, take mridangas. And chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Lord, loudly proclaim this. Why are you so fearful? Please take shelter of this process which I have given you. Go out on the streets. He orders them. So this is the power when we hear from the Lord. This is Lord Chaitanya personally telling. Just by hearing Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, all the bhay disappears. In fact, This is interesting. Somebody told me just yesterday. Very interesting. This is a devotee. And this devotee was severely afflicted by a certain depression. He was severely afflicted by that. And everybody's trying to get him to the positive sides. He again goes to negative. He trying to get positive. So sometimes you see when somebody is in depression, you tell him something positive. Again he slips it back. वो उसका टेप अटक जाता है, he just keeps going again and again like that. So he was, now this devotee, he went to a psychiatrist. Now imagine, he went to a psychiatrist, and psychiatrist is not a devotee. Please remember this. He is not a Hare Krishna Tilakdhari Shikhadhari Japamaladhari. He is not that. His face is not beautified by all the signs of a Vaishnava. Isn't it? Tilak and Kanti Mala just makes a person beautiful. It just adds to the beauty. But he is not, he has no signs. And this devotee goes to him. And after hearing his whole story, you know what does he say? He says, oh, I have heard that you have a very great scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. I have not read it, but I know you have. ISKCON is known for one of the things, is Srimad Bhagavatam. You know what? Just go and read that scripture. All your problem will be solved. Imagine, it takes an outsider to tell a devotee that please take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, your depression will disappear. He said, I have heard and I have confirmed about it. Now I don't know how he got the conviction which even devotees do not get. It's amazing. And another devotee was telling that anyway, so many stories, let's go further. So Bhagavatam says shok moha bhaya pah, it destroys your lamentation, your bhaya, fearfulness. If one is fearful about taking shelter of the holy names, if one is fearful about practicing Krishna consciousness boldly in this society of Kali, in this age of Kali, shok, moha, and moha, illusion, all kind of illusions, all kind of bhaya, all kind of shoka is dissipated. Just take to this simple shelter of hearing Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting the holy names. Lord Chaitanya loudly proclaimed, go and chant, I have come to give protection. In fact, wherever my kirtan is taking place, my chakra is protecting the devotees. Chakra is protecting. But again, ashraddhana purusha, faithless, come back to materialism again and again. Faithless, come back to cycle of birth and death again. Just requires faith. Simple price. Shraddha, mulya, shuddh naam. What is the mulya being asked? Shraddha. And if you do not have faith, associate with those who have faith. So faith comes. So Lord says, loudly go and loudly chant. He came in the form of Varahadev. So we already saw him in the form of Gopal. We already saw him in the form of Narasimha Dev. And now we also saw him in the form of Varahadev. And then he
Now, Lord is getting more and more. On one side, He doesn't want to reveal Himself as Bhagavan. But can you hide Son? Can somebody hide Son? You may hide yourself from the Son, but you can't hide Son. You may close yourself. Huh? That's why nowadays everybody just... In fact, one place, I don't know whom I was talking to, somebody was telling that... I said, this is clear. Everything is so clear. He said, no. I want to be like an ostrich. Close my eyes and do not want to see the danger. You know, ostrich, he closes the eyes and digs his head into the ground and thinks danger is not there. Now here the person is telling, I want to be like an ostrich. Let me stay in ignorance, you know, happy, fine. I don't want to see the sun. Close the doors. Son, you can't hide. And Nimai, Vishwambhar, Nimai Pandit felt desire to reciprocate with some more devotees. Full reciprocation. Absolutely intimate. Fully available to fulfill the desire. That is the relationship. Devotee wants to fully... Somebody was telling, in this material world, this material body is such a limitation. Because when you chant Hare Krishna and you come in front of the deities, you develop so many desires. I want to serve like this, I want to serve like this, I want to serve like this. And this body is a limitation. Time is a limitation. So many bondages of relationships are there. Circumstances are the limitation. So devotee was telling, I just want to go to spiritual world. No limitation. Unlimited. Unlimited service. Unlimited seva and unlimited capacity for seva. In here, if you have unlimited desire but capacity is not there. Unlimited seva and unlimited capacity. So devotee has unlimited desire, unlimited capacity, and Lord has desire to reciprocate in an unlimited way. And this competition goes on. Devotee wants to do more and Lord wants to reciprocate more. Then he wants to do more, then he wants to reciprocate more. Such a sweet relationship. Such a sweet, pure relationship. I want to give you, you want to give me. I mean, he says, I want to give you, I say, I want to give you. Like another poem somebody was sharing. Huh? Shero Shairi, you know. one of the students was sending this message. He said, Har rishte mein milavat dekhi. That also you might have seen that. He says, Har rishte mein milavat dekhi. What did he say? Har rishte mein milavat dekhi. Arey, wah wah wah, to bol do. So, bole, Har rishte mein milavat dekhi. Kacche rango ki sajavat dekhi. लेकिन नहीं आगे तो सुनिए लेकिन बहुत सालों से देखा हूं अपनी मां को ना तो उसके चेहरे पे कभी थकावट देखी ना तो उसकी ममता में कभी मिलावट देखी तो सो एवरीबॉडी इज लुकिंग for a rishta where there is no milavat. But Lord is telling, come here, this is the rishta where there is no milavat. Agar har rishte mein milavat dekhi, toh here is a relationship where there is no milavat. Pure relationship. Because even how much a mother can do for a child, there's another verse, balasya neha sharanam. He says even if destiny doesn't... It's not there in destiny, or Lord doesn't want, even parents cannot give any protection to the child. A doctor cannot protect a sick person if Lord doesn't want to protect. So even a mother wants to do something for the child wants to do something for the mother. Can't do much in material world. But the relationship with the Lord is pure. Devotee wants to reciprocate. Lord wants to reciprocate. And therefore Lord decided, I will manifest myself as Bhagavan for 21 hours in the house of Srivas Thakur. Long time. He went and sat right on the throne of Vishnu, on the place of Vishnu. And he manifested himself as Bhagavan. Now this is the personality who would always...
Now when Lord came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He always presented Himself as a devotee. In fact, the whole purpose was coming as a devotee, because in Kali Yuga anyway, everybody wants to become Lord. He said, let me show them becoming a servant is more happier than becoming a Lord. Das ban ke dikhata hun. Everybody wants to become Lord. Like another person was sharing a beautiful quote. You can know how rich you are. You can know how rich you are by counting how many things you have which money cannot buy. How many things you have which money cannot buy. Everybody wants to become Lord, proprietor. Now here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to become servant. So he doesn't want to show himself as Bhagavan, but once he wants to reciprocate with the desires of the devotee, so he manifests himself as Bhagavan. And one by one he starts calling his devotees. Now see what we are discussing here, Lord manifests many superhuman or His incarnations. He manifested as Varaha, He manifested as Narasimha Dev. And now, in the house of Srivast Thakur, He sits down, all the devotees start offering Him Abhishek. All the devotees assembled from the Ganges bring so much with Ganges water, with different paraphernalia, they start doing His Abhishek. It's a long pastime, but we'll just touch the points that how Lord reciprocates with His devotees. And He calls His one very dear devotee who has that wealth which money cannot buy. Who is the one of the richest devotee who is enriched with real Krishna, real wealth. He calls Sridhar Kolavej. Sridhar, a very, very poor person, a poor vegetable seller, a simple. Now, if you know any poor vegetable seller, poor, think about him. Think, a poor who doesn't have a proper place to stay, stays in a thatched hut, very bad condition on the banks of the Ganges. And he calls, this qualification of Sridhar, he sells banana leaves and he does some small business, and Nimai Pandit every day goes to him and bargains with him and troubles him and plays with him, again and again troubles him, tries to bargain, long story. But Sridhar whole day does this business. What her business he has. Poor vegetable seller. Poor. Doesn't have much. Whatever little bit he has, whatever little vegetables he takes home, he cooks that with great loving devotion he offers to the Lord and then honors. And then the whole night, whole day he is doing this selling, and the whole night he loudly chants Sankirtan at his house or in Navadvip. Now imagine, whole night that is his business, loudly chanting Sankirtan like a madman. Everybody calls him a madman. Sridhar, such devotion, such wealth, and he is satisfied with that. Lord wants to offer him something, he doesn't want. Because he has the highest wealth. He has the highest wealth of chanting of the holy names. The highest wealth which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has. And why Lord Chaitanya likes him so much? Because of this simple devotion. He does not want anything else. He is such full of gratitude taking shelter of this wealth. This Sankirtan is not... to have such satisfaction is very... is not easy to attain. In fact, one of the bhajans with Bhakti Vinod Thakur sings, Shri Krishna Kirtana Jadi Manasa Tohar Parama Jatane. If you really want to practice Sankirtan, Parama Jatan, great endeavor you will have to do and get the adhikar for it. So that's the wealth. Money anybody can earn. Money earning is not a big thing. But here, this wealth if somebody can earn,
He whole night, that is his addiction. People get addicted to so many things. This is the addiction. He whole night cannot stop chanting the holy names. And Lord Chaitanya calls him. What can I offer you? He wants to offer everything, whatever, any benediction Sridhar asks. And then Lord Chaitanya, Sridhar doesn't want anything. Lord Chaitanya offers him his original darshan. I think, where is the painting? You see, he's here. As most beautiful, most enchanting, bluish complexion, holding a flute, Shri Krishna, Shri Vrajendra Nandan, that Nimai Pandit who was playing with the puppy in the beginning, that Nimai Pandit who exhibited his Gopal form, that Nimai Pandit who exhibited as Varahadev, that Nimai Pandit who exhibited his form as Narasimha Dev, now exhibits himself as Krishna and Balaram. And Sridhar immediately faints, unconscious. And in the same 21 hours pastime, he calls another devotee, Murari Gupta, who is none other than Hanumanji. And he shows him, now pleased with him, he shows him, now Lord Vishwamhar shows him his form as Lord Ram with Sita, Lakshman, beautiful complexion like Durva grass, greenish, darkish complexion, beautiful darshan of Lord Ram, and Murari Gupta starts offering beautiful prayers. And then one day, in Srivas's courtyard, in his angan, Advaita Acharya suddenly becomes ecstatic. And this ecstatic kirtan starts. And great dancing going on. Advaita Acharya is dancing like so madly. Everybody is trying to control his ecstasies. But Advaita Acharya does not stop. Sometimes like we have kirtans here Sunday, or sometimes morning we have Guru Pujas, and sometimes devotees, somebody is playing mridanga, very ecstatic mridanga, and suddenly the mridanga player changes, everybody's dancing stops. So then you understand, dancing was not my ecstasy, it was mridanga making me dance. So just that, somebody is beating lively and the feet start moving, and we start dancing. But here Advaita Acharya is not dancing by some mridanga playing. That would be there. But Advaita Acharya's dancing is from an inner, deep love for Shri Krishna. And he is dancing so ecstatically. All the devotees are seeing, you know, it's difficult. He's an elderly man, elderly personality. Now imagine one of the elderly personalities start dancing. I remember one of the Prabhupada disciples came, and two Prabhupada disciples. And I remember one day, they were dancing in Guru Puja right there in front of Prabhupada. And you know, sometimes we do like this, dancing, hold hand like this, so holding and holding. And they started revolving like. Now imagine, 70 years old man, and another 65 years old personality, and everybody became worried. What's going to happen? 70, such a elderly person starts dancing. Anyway, Advaita Acharya's ecstasy were going, he was in such ecstasy, everybody somehow pacified him, somehow controlled him. And he could not give up his devotional sentiment. He was still crying, Krishna, Krishna. He was chanting Krishna's name with such ecstasy, such feeling. And again, Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishto. Are you are calling Krishna, I am sitting in your neighbor. Lord Chaitanya Vishwambar thought, I am sitting here, next room. You are calling me, I am coming immediately. And he came and he said, running, yes, yes, I am here, what do you want? I am here. And Advaita Acharya says, I want to see your form as Virat Roop, which you exhibited to Arjuna. And the same Nimai, same Nimai Pandit who was arguing with Keshav Kashmiri, who defeated Keshav Kashmiri. Same Nimai who was playing in the house of Jagannath Mishra. And, you know, sometimes, this is interesting. Sometimes children, when we read about the beauty of the Lord in Shastras, and sometimes some parents look at their own children, say, wow, he looks just like that. You know? Like I was giving one katha somewhere, and I was telling them how there were 32 symptoms of a Mahapurush, which were all present in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 32 symptoms. And I was counting this symptom, this symptom, this symptom. And then I said, and in the lotus feet, such marking were there. And the grandmother was looking at the lotus feet of the grandchild. And she brought to me, she said, see, my grandchild also has. I said, yes, yes, he's Mahapurush. And another family, you know, this was very interesting. This is really, I like this story so much. This family, child is born, and when the child is born, naturally, it's so captivating when the child smiles, and the way child moves the small, small hands, and the child looks, and especially if looks eyes to eyes into the mother, oh, he's looking at me, pehchan liya, main uski maa hoon. So everything is so sweet, and they were looking at the child, and on the other side, they were hearing one bhajan by Vallabhacharya, adharam madhuram, vadanam madhuram, hasitam madhuram, and he thought, let me see what is the meaning of this. And then he said, his lips are sweet, his smile is sweet, his, oh, this is the glorification of my child. And from that day, that song became a lori for the child. And since last few months, the child is hearing that lori every day. And I told them, I said, you are so fortunate with whatever sentiments you are singing. Whether you are thinking it is your child or Krishna, but you are nice bhajan, you are. Now imagine that child. Every time child cries, they hold the child. Adharam madhuram vadanam madhuram. It starts like that. Anyway, why we came here? Virat Roop. So that child who was playing in the house of Jagannath Mishra, Sachi Devi, that child now came in front of Advaita Acharya and showed that Virat Roop with thousands of arms and thousands of garlands and thousands of heads and everything which was shown to Arjuna, which had terrified Arjuna. Arjuna had got terrified. Advaita Acharya saw that, and same in the mood of Arjuna, that bhava suddenly changed, and Advaita Acharya also started, it was excessive mixed with fear, started offering prayers. Just like Arjuna offered beautiful prayers in Bhagavad Gita, those prayers are there in 11th chapter, started offering prayers to Krishna. Virat Roop was shown. Like that, Lord manifested many, many superhuman pastimes. And then, we'll take one or two more pastimes. And then Lord Chaitanya, finally, after Navadvipa pastimes, he decided to take sannyas. And when he took sannyas, the whole sannyas was to intensify his service to the preaching, his preaching. Just to intensify that. And to intensify his absorption in Sri Krishna. So there are two things. So one external reason can be that Lord Chaitanya came to propagate the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting. But the internal mood was, he came. Okay, let's talk about the external mood. So he came in that external mood, distributing this Sankirtan to one and all, everyone. To the classes and to the masses. To the most ordinary person and to the most, to the highest of the Brahmanas. Everyone, north to south, east to west, everyone, he wanted to drown in the Sankirtan movement. So now, got sannyas, freed from all bondages, and he, in ecstasy, started roaming around, thinking he's going to Vrindavan, chanting, Etam sa asthaya, paratma nishtham, adhyasitam purvatamair mahadbhi. Etam sa asthayap aham tarishyami duranta param. And he says, aham tarishyami. Now what he is chanting now? Aham tarishyami. I will cross over. Now, tamo mukundangri. Taking shelter of Lord Mukunda's lotus feet, Mukunda Angri, because I have taken shelter of lotus feet of Lord Mukunda, what I will do? Aham tarishyami duranta param. I will cross over the most insurmountable, vast ocean of this material existence. Dur ant param. Ant iska anti nahi hai, dur hai bilkul. कोई पार ही नहीं है उसका, अंत नहीं है, उसको पार करना संभव ही नहीं है. दुरंत पारम अहम तरिष्यामि, आई विल क्रॉस ओवर बाय टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ लॉर्ड मुकुंद. अ ब्यूटिफुल वर्स टू स्ट्रेंथन अवर फेथ. व्हाई समबडी डजंट हैव फेथ इन श्री कृष्णाज होली नेम? व्हाई समबडी डजंट हैव फेथ इन श्री कृष्णाज ट्रांसेंडेंटल साउंड वाइब्रेशन? Aham tarishyami, I will cross over by taking shelter of that lotus feet. And he is in ecstasy because now he has got, you know, the most valuable treasure, the key to all locks, the key to all bondages, the key to all problems, the key to all solutions. Now I'll cross over. The whole ocean will become like a calf's hoof print. Small hoof print. Forget about the hoof print. This cup is full of water. Does somebody fears that I will drown into this while crossing? Somebody has a, how will I cross it? I will drown. Maybe a fly would be fearful, but that also will fly away. So somebody becomes fearful. The whole Bhava Sagar has become so small. Aham tarishyami. And not only that, internal mood is, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is running, searching for Krishna. And somehow, as the story goes, he is diverted to Jagannath Puri. And he goes running, I will find Krishna, oh Krishna, Krishna. And he goes running to Jagannath Puri. And in fact, at one point, he even leaves his associates. He runs so fast. So much eagerness he has to see Krishna. But finally, like all bondages are given up and now he wants to see Krishna. So he goes to Jagannath Puri and rushes to see the deity of Sri Jagannath, rushes to embrace Jagannath. Now I think they have stopped all embracing of Jagannath. Previously, a lot of embracing used to take place in Rath Yatra. So he rushed to meet Jagannath and then he was in so much ecstasy right in the temple of Jagannath when he was rushing to see Jagannath. On the way, he fell unconscious. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who saw, he could see this is not ordinary. All the ashtasattvic vikars, all the devotional sentiments are present in the body of this personality. This cannot be ordinary. He has to be Mahapurush. That's why devotees told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are saying we should not call you God. Can you hide a son? Can you hide a son? Even if you try to hide, son will be revealed. All the ashtasattvic vikars were visible in the body of, and to the full intensity, blazing. Ah, this is not ordinary. So on one side, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is thinking, not ordinary. On other side, he is thinking, such a young sannyasi, how will he maintain his vows of sannyas? How will he follow all the rules and regulations? Anyway, they lifted him, took him to the house. He was told about the history of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai, who is he, what is his? And finally he came back to the consciousness and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, sit down, you are a young person. And in his, he must be thinking, I am a great scholar of Vedanta. I have read Vedanta. Let me teach you scriptures so that you can maintain your sannyas. How will you maintain your sannyas? At such a young age you took sannyas. 24 years. Sit down. For 7 days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya kept on speaking, describing the whole Vedanta, and he is quietly listening. And at the end, imagine if you keep speaking and speaking and speaking. Like sometimes speaker also thinks, ye sab log jo dekh rahe hain, wo sach mein sun rahe hain, keval dekh rahe hain. Sometimes that confusion happens. You have to test. Like last week, there was a teacher's training course conducted in our temple. Some devotees were attending. So, around 48 devotees were attending. And the point was raised, why we need to do interactive teaching? You know, so you speak something, then the audience speaks something, then you speak something, then the audience speaks something. So one point was, you don't know whether the audience is sleeping with eyes open. So, right? So, and then the point was raised with now the technology of all the time on the internet, all the time your phone is in front of you, ringing, message coming, this coming. I don't know how many WhatsApp group people form. Ek mobile pe itne sare group hote hain. And some people just join all the groups. This group, that group, that group. Constantly he's on phone only. With such a distracted consciousness, where are we going to do Harikatha? So one has to keep doing interactive. Thoda ham bole, thoda aap bolo. Thoda ham bole, thoda aap bolo. Now Sarva Bhattacharya was looking at this young sannyasi and he's hearing and not even spoken a question or a word and such a difficult philosophy. And generally I'm sure anybody would be standing under him would be asking questions, right? And here this no question is asked. Kuch samajh mein aa raha hai ki nahi? Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, samajh mein to sab pehle hi aa gaya tha. I already, the words of the scriptures are very clearly depicting the glories of Lord's name, Lord's form, Lord's pastimes. And you know what? Your arguments are like clouds. As if the sun is covered. Everything is there. Why you are making sense? Just so covering up everything. Now imagine, after 7 days of lecture, somebody stands up and defeats you in basics only. BMR, basic mein irada hai aapke. 7 days scholarly katha. He was the biggest scholar in the philosophy of Shankaracharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Biggest. Greatest. And defeated. And he tried to defend, somehow tried to adjust. No, this is, see, like, look at this. Enough. Ho gaya. Saat din bol liya. Now let me explain you. He told him to explain one of the beautiful verses from Bhagavatam. Sarvabhauma gave nine, Bhattacharya gave 9 explanations. He added 18 more. Now when he saw such kind of, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya completely got humbled. He immediately surrendered to such scholarship. And then at that time, that Vishwambhar who was sitting there, who was taken to be a sannyasi, although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had seen the Asht Sattvic Vikar, had seen this is a Mahapurush, but now he was confused, he's a young sannyasi, but he has this. Now that sannyasi suddenly showed him what? A four-handed, beautiful Narayan form holding a conch, holding a club, a lotus, a disc. And then immediately he transferred to the two-handed form. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately fell down like a rod, like a stick, full dandavas, surrendered his life. And composed a beautiful verse about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many pastimes, but we will end with this verse. He says, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartameka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Shariradhari Kripam Budhiryastam Aham Prapadya. Beautiful song, which beautiful verse in which he glorifies Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Now here, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's all illusion was shattered, finished. He could understand. This Nimai Pandit, who was Nimai Pandit, Vishwambhar, and now who has taken as sannyas, as Sri Chaitanya, by the name Chaitanya, he is none other than Supreme Parabrahma, Supreme Parabrahman, whom I am worshipping as the absolute truth, He, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya, Sri Gauranga, this beautiful golden form, who has come in the form of a sannyasi, is none other than Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purna Purush Uttam Bhagavan. Purna Purush Uttam, the best of Purushas, Bhagavan. He is that, Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharirdhari. And now He has taken this beautiful golden form of Shri Chaitanya, Shri Gauranga, Sharirdhari. And why has He come? Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Nija Bhakti Yoga, to teach His own Bhakti. He came in the mood of a servant to teach His own bhakti. Nija bhakti yoga. Vairagya vidya, along with detachment from everything which is not favorable to Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to teach us His own bhakti, own devotion, and detachment from anything which is not conducive to Krishna consciousness. Vairagya vidya. Whatever needs to be given up, which has no connection with Krishna consciousness, that is being taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shikshartam eka purusha purana, kripambudiryastam aham prapadya. That kripambudhi, ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose appearance is coming in just 10 days, today is for 22nd, on 5th, 10 days, 28th month. Kripam budiryastam aham prapadya, I surrender. That Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the biggest of scholars, who is so absorbed in his scholarship, in nirakar, nirvishesh, surrenders to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And starts dancing like a madman. Here a scholar became mad. Started dancing like a madman. The most grave personality. Teaching us, please take shelter and surrender to Kripam Budhir, the ocean of mercy. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Kalyug Pavan Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.